Miss Chitty, this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 1 right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Chitty, this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Chitty, this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 1 right, and a beginning of the visit with Miss Chitty, this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 1 right, and a beginning of the visit with Miss Chitty, this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Chitty, this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Chitty, this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Chitty, this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71.
Away from that. Just sit down. Let me put this stuff up a minute. It's anything you do. You find yourself sweating. Put this stuff up in the refrigerator and then daisies on a white. Oh, I like that. We got a little bit of everything. Some have that ivy on it, and some are. We just got odds and ends, I think, Miss Judy. You like it out of a bottle or out of a glass? I'll just put here. I'm gonna swipe a swig. I don't want a whole one.
I don't want a whole 16 ounces.
You don't. Well, I tell you what. You drink what you want.
And I just take so much during the day. You know, I can put one of these in the box.
Yeah.
Well, I put anywhere from 3 to 4 in the box to keep them cooler. And I buy them by the carton, like that. But I put.
Oh, you'll want more than that. That's just a start. See, I took some of that. Well, is Frankie working? He's working more than usual, isn't he?
Well, he hadn't had too much time to work and do, you know, here for a while. Kind of caught up. Then me being sick, Layman being sick. All the time to go to the hospital. And doing that, of course he could have got his work if he'd had study work now, but hadn't been giving him more than 3 days or 3.5 days. Sometimes he didn't give him but 2 days, just according to what's to be done. But now since he's got such a little bit down to his safe, you know. But he can spare Frankie over to Jeanette a while. Boy, they put him through.
Oh, she works him. Now, he's mowing over there?
Yes, he's been mowing this past. He said last week, he said, I was going to sit in and go to ring. Said, now, Mr. Albert's going to have me to mow, brown mow's pond, you know, down in there. They dreamed it, and they've got it down to Pereira.
Uh-huh.
And it... You're saying first to last week. It's not such thing go strange. This week we ought to been working in that Pereira.
Uh-huh.
So it wouldn't... The rain wouldn't be falling.
Uh-huh.
Now it's got too wet to keep.
Oh, that's it.
Kind of like Mr. Miles, just parade it down.
Yeah.
And when it gets full.
Well, who's here?
Well, just look. There's a big surprise.
A skin and bone.
Well, how to do?
Just here, yeah, that's all.
Are you looking as healthy as your sister?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever see anything men like she done?
Well, man, she lost weight. She was down here before.
Got it? Yeah. Yes, he said she really
over.
She really did look good.
I'm about to burn up.
Yeah, it's hot.
We put out some seed this morning, Richard, and I've been setting up at the office, and I'm getting so flabby I can't walk without sweating.
You want some of my drink? I'll take a little
no,
more.
No, he hasn't drank it.
I might take a little
more. Oh, I bet he... That'll be enough for him. He's a little boy.
Oh, he doesn't drink it much. He just drinks when I say he doesn't. Oh, that's a help. Golly. Whew, got him.
Got a little air over here. I need a lot of circulation.
We got some mighty fierce, low-looking clouds out there. We don't want them to get that mattress wet.
Oh, they do look fierce. Go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now we'll feel good.
Yeah, now we'll get a layer.
Oh, now we can enjoy our Pepsi better. But Jeanette.
You see, Miss Jeanette, she can't sit in the house without sitting on, without her fan.
I did yesterday and today.
That's right, you didn't have it on today.
You didn't have.
I got one, but I didn't have it on. In the cool mornings, you know, Sunday night. Yeah, I was right here at Frankie. You run around there and have a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
And he went back in his room and he come back out with one of those long sleeve tan work shirts I got. Now you drink all that now.
She left it for you.
We got chili.
You didn't get it all.
That's good stuff, isn't it? Say, that's good.
Yeah, Kim got a big bottle this time, so we can...
The only trouble is, I got so many.
Got them almost give to her.
That's right. We ran into a sale.
Don't tell me. I'll just send you all out and let you do the buying.
Yeah, the old horse swatter.
Yeah.
Got to get my swatter back in. Thank you.
Where'd y'all do all that sales stuff, see?
Well, we just ran into it at the minute, down here at the minute mark. We didn't know that they had this. Now, Miss Judy did. She'd been listening to it on the radio.
Where they tell the, on television, you know, they come out, oh! I found something today. I went to the minute market. What'd you find? Oh, I went to 7 to 11. What? I got so and so. How much? And they'll tell you how much they got it for you, know? Yeah. And you know, that's been a high, high place since them things come in. They've been high.
Oh, they have.
7 to 11. Always been high. But this year it seemed like it's got on television, so. And you're going to look at television.
Oh, you do too.
Well, where? A and P.
Yes.
There's two old women, I imagine, about as old as I am, and Rosalie. You don't see them, but you hear them talking, and they got all the signs about what A and P's done, you know, and once they got on the sailboard and all this. And one of them said, "Oh, God, I didn't like crying." Today I heard one of them make that remark. Frankie was going out of the dining room into the kitchen. I said, "Oh, I'm so happy I feel like crying." Turned around and looked at me because he knew I was making fun of them, you know. They were, "Oh, so and so and so and so. Yes, and I got so and so and so and so. Well, oh, had you noticed the A&P sales this and the other?" And they got to looking and reading this. Oh, one of them says, "Oh, I'm so happy I could cry."
And then the minute mark comes on too, on television?
7 to 11.
7 to 11, it's minute market, but
sure.
They don't know how much, what you got, and they say, "Oh, well, I say, maybe whatever the article was, the bulk was so much," and then, "Oh, I say 7. And then, "Well, I say more than that. What'd you say?" "Well, I say 2 7s. And all that food.
I'm going to listen to that. I miss that.
It's an advertisement.
Sure,
you know.
Sure. Miss Chitty, I tell you what I want to do. You know, I'm a perfect stranger down there at your store, at Bartell's. I don't know Mr. Bartell or Ms. Bartell or any of the people that work there."
"Well, I don't know many of them myself. I know them when I see them."
"Sure. You know, I need to go down there when you all are there sometime, and I can kind of follow around."
"Well, you'll have to follow us around on Saturday evening."
"Yes.
Till about closing time."
"Is that
we have to go to Reddick to pick up Betty in, you see. We go over there. Well,
yeah.
We'll kill a lot of time. The time we get back to Bartell's, why, it's getting pretty late. And then when we get back there, while we, I poke her. I used to didn't poke her. They said I poke, but I think I poke more than I need. And they won't come push my cart, Margaret or Betty Ann. And Frankie and I, one night his mom says, 'You want me to push that?' No. She pushed that. I can't go from place to place. I got to have something to hold to."
Oh.
"Well, you walk along and you look at this thing and you look at that. My eyesight's getting bad and I have to take it down and look to be satisfied. It's not as high as it was before. Maybe it's got up a little high and I just set it back. I don't know. And you know when Bartell started there in that store?"
"Yeah."
"He used to send out circles, you know, sail circles."
"Yeah.
They cut out on this and they cut out on that. Oh, and now if you go tear one down there and show it to him, I think he's wrong to think that he had lost all that much.
You know, guy, when we first came out here, we'd get those little Marion Market."
"Oh, yeah. Once a week."
"Yes, he did. Once a week. Uh-huh.
And he's quit that."
"He's quit that. Going up high, and he can't afford to put it." put price on something. Or it gets to you.
He can't afford to let you know what the price is until you get there.
And now he has his, sometimes he'll have his windows with big sail sheets on the shoe. What good is that? It ain't good price, none.
Oh.
It's 13 cents and 3 for 39. That's what Faye saw on her the other day.
Yeah. Well, now, what's closing time? What, about 9 o'clock?
9:30.
And you all are down there that
day? Sometimes we are. But now, I believe he would close at 9. Everything right in about closing time.
Yeah.
And I tell you, a lot of them, they go, I don't go to O'Kellar and buy my groceries because I can get them cheaper. I don't go to Williston and buy my groceries because I can get them cheaper at the A&P. Because you're going to get them any cheaper anywhere else than Williston, only at the A&P.
Yeah.
We used to go over there on Saturday evening and go in and get our groceries, put them in the truck or the car, whatever we was in, then we'd go to the show.
Oh, really?
But now we don't go to shows. We look at shows when we get back home.
Or just look, turn on the
TV if it's working. You know, I was wrong yesterday. I turned it off. The cloud kept raging and rising.
Yeah.
And way back in yonder, rolling and rumble of thunder, but didn't see no lightning but one time. But when that man come out there and adjusted it and got it straightened out, Margaret Trump says, well, always when the weather's bad, thunder and lightning most especially, we turned it off. And he says, well, I'll tell you, says, whenever you think or feel the weather's going to be bad, says, disconnect it and turn it off. Says, and then you'll be safe with your TV. Well, I hadn't heard no thundering, but just about like that was a while ago, way off yonder.
Yeah.
Layman, he come by, he said, Grandma? He says, you better turn that off. It's getting pretty cloudy out here. And I heard some thunder way back yonder. I saw right about like that rumbling thing.
Yeah.
I said, I heard it. I said, but can't put a little bit more of this story on. I want to see it. Yeah. TV went off.
Uh-oh.
I got up.
Oh.
I went and turned it off. Just turned it off. Didn't disconnect it. And then, one long before, here come a big boom, boom, boom. After I turned you off and down, guess I'd better unhook you back here. Well, after all that was over, we had to... pretty good shower of rain. I had to run Frankie in, poor thing, out there climbing 6 feet. But I begged him so hard not to be working around wire and things like that when it's thundering and lightning. He'd come in, and he was just as wet, Ms. Myers, as if he had got wet in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't. Just had on a skew shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And that shirt, no, he had another shirt on top. No, he had on a shirt. And that shirt was just as wet. Even the collar in it, he had the yoke, all that thing.
Yeah.
And he was as wet as if you'd poured a bucket of water on him.
Uh-huh.
But of course his pants wasn't wet. That was sweat.
Yeah.
And I warned him too about being when sunlight and being wet that way. If there was a car where a truck where he could get in it till it's all over with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm cranky about my young ones. They're old enough to look out and know and take care of themselves. But sometimes I wonder if them old beans up there ain't worried now because there ain't many up there. What says that? And if I'm in the house then, Margaret and Lamon's up the trail. Nobody in there when it goes thundering and lightning and Frankie Oak will sit for hours. Maybe working for Jeanette or somewhere up in. I say, well, Lord, I hope he's where he can get in his car or his truck, whatever he's got there. Because being on tractor, that's dangerous too. Of course, the wheels is
rubber.
But that ain't like a car. And if you're getting wet and it's under the lightning,
that's
and you're
right
on the tractor or work trying to get out of the way, you can be struck on that tractor just as good. And
yeah,
they say when you're wet, you might bathe and swim and anything. I don't go for that. Because
yeah,
you can be struck just as easy in that swimming water as you can out dry.
Yeah.
Now you've got to go right too.
Oh, you've
got arthritis.
You think, I imagine it's just getting damper and damper.
It's better, all right.
Is it? Okay.
What does that do, man, Sidney?
Sir?
What does that do, the elbow there?
Arthritis, then.
What does it do?
You ever had a pain in your foot, your leg, or your arm, or your hip, your knee?
Well, I never had a pain like that.
Man, it's just like somebody standing here jobbing my elbow with a real sharp ice pick.
And still is?
It'll hurt for a while. It'll quit directly.
What does it do? Just ever
it
so
hurts.
Often it does that? It just jabbing away.
Just like some busting with ice pick, jabbing. Doctor asked me the other day, he said, where is the ear? I says, it's right in that joint. He said, looked at me.
Yeah.
It kind of pinks long.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, what, in the muscle, leaf, or what? I says it's in the joint.
Yeah. Well, look, Mister, I never had that kind. I had the kind that my joints would swell up and I couldn't open my hand. But it didn't jab me. I believe I'd rather have the swelling kind.
Mine, sometimes. This arm gets to hurt. They first started up in the shoulder. Then it worked itself on down. I said, oh, no, not both of them.
Ms. Kitty,
I can't keep both hands.
I forgot what we were talking about. We got off on that. That's bad. That'll make you think about something else, won't it?
Yes.
You can't.
The old man says it makes you think of falling on the log when it's hurt.
Yeah. don't Frankie watch out for those things? He knows better than to be fooling with a fence when it's weather out there.
Well, sometimes he's got it fixed where he can't very well turn loose and leave cows in there too. He has to catch up, you know, somewhere. But if his truck's there where he can get up in the truck, set up in that till it's all over with. But it's working up there, out on the open prairies, you know, most pond prairies, where the green most pond open, made a prairie out of it. Like Frankie said, if he could have got to that cut 2 weeks ago, it'd have been nice. because it wouldn't have been boggy and soggy. Now the rainy season said it's going to make it hard on me to get it all cut out like it ought to be.
Yeah.
Right on.
I'm doing that for Albert's having him do that to Janet.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Well, now, Frankie knows what happened to Cousin Earl.
Yes, he don't cuss the Lord doing his son and lightning. Earl cussed the Lord when his son and lightning.
Yeah. But Frankie knows what happened to him. That ought to...
As a lot of people know that people can get struck by lightning. And, like you said, well, Mama says, if God wants to strike me by lightning, he says, there ain't no protection. I said, I know that, son, but you can try to protect yourself a little.
Yeah.
And be off over there on that track and just cutting away, and it just a flashing and all around. And he says, Mama, I don't do that. He says, I hit my horse headed towards it. Somewhere to keep it dry, you know. And he's driving one of those great big old tractors for Henry and Jeanette.
That's way up there. Looks like a bug is high up.
Yes, that's just about what he looks like, I imagine.
Yeah.
Like we used to tease him when he was a little fella, you know. That may be one reason one of his hips bothering him like it does. Little old black horse we had. Frankie was riding Frank. The horse was named Frank. And his daddy was named Frank. And we always said Frankie, you know, to separate Frank
mm-hmm.
and Frankie. And when they borrowed Miss Dancelor's wagon, they borrowed, he carried it back home. And they were coming back through the back pasture, you know. You'd come through that way, walk or ride, but you have several gates to open and shut. And we had had some awfully rainy...
Yeah. All right.
Old black horse, he was blind from one eye, I started to
let it go, Faye.
And when they went to carry the wagon home, I can't remember who it was, but anyway, they had come through a closed pasture. You could, there's a gate for you going out with a horse, which couldn't carry a wagon or anything into it. And we'd had a terrible, hard, rained every day just about it. And I don't know how in the world they ever used a wagon unless it was for hauling up wood or something in my nose. Was, and the, my mind's getting better.
Ray, you got too much interruption.
Anyway, there's been rainy weather, and the cars, trucks, tractors, and log trucks, and things like that there was cattle gap there too at that time. Well, you know where Monroe's house is.
Yeah.
And this was down here. This grade goes this way. Well, this had cataracts in. I don't think they had. In fact, I know it hadn't got real hard surface on the road right along there. But anyway, Frankie was riding the horse. Willie was walking. And he opened the gate and let Frankie out. And whether he walked on down or went back up in the field for something. Anyway, it was getting pretty late too, and close to night. And Frankie was riding Frank along, and it was cold, kind of cold, along about October, November. Oh, I know now. They were hauling furnace wood, and they borrowed somebody's wagon back from us over there. And they carried the wagon. Haul cane in the wagon. That's what it is. But anyway, they carried the wagon back home. They were coming home. Had the gears and everything on Frank, you know. And they kept coming down the road, but right up there where the old cattle gap was. They hadn't widened out that road, I don't think, any. But anyway, they went on and they were coming down this road off from Munro, right cattle gap, where this grade turns down here. And it was just a plum loblolly where they run in and out cars, trucks, and log trucks and things.
Oh, I see.
And the ruts was about like that. Never come along then. And old Frank being blind in one eye, and Frankie sitting there, he just trusted him. He had little hands in his coat pocket to keep from freezing. Had his reins hanging up on the gear. And got right at that road. Old Frank just a shock right there and threw Frankie out. Broke his nose, I think, up in the head. Busted his upper lip, bottom lip. And, anyway, busted his lips. And had him all bruised up. But he was lucky not to have no broken bones on it. He said he believed his nose was broke. But you know, you can butt into something sometime unexpected. That way, you know, bump your nose up and there's your own mom. And most especially when it's cold. And old Frank threw him and he made a dash. No, there's a Willie stop. Willie, come on in and open the gate. Come on down, open the gate so Frank could get across, because Frank couldn't walk cattle dog.
Yeah.
And seemed like he was cold too. I don't know, seemed like he was running on ahead to kind of keep himself warm. And when he, old Frank dashed off. No, he left Frankie laying down the road, and old Frank standing at the gate. When he went to get in, Willie turned around to look, seen the horse and seen Frankie scuffling trying to get up. He says, wonder what's the matter with that horse. He says, I know Frankie didn't get him anyway. And he was to open the gate. He was to go across, come out and come on the gateway that out crossed and opened the gate. Well, he opened the gate. Turned around and seen Franklin sprawling right there. Here's the grade. This road. Here's the grade. Seen Frankie sprawled out there and seen trying to get up. He says, well, now what caused that? He went back. Said, the gate blow too for one thing, and that probably clang clanging iron gates on the post, you know.
Yeah.
Probably scared him. He was jumping, Frankie, not thinking. He just dipped him off, and he was a little bitty old fella.
Yeah.
Sitting up there, And you see, like a bird or a bug or something sitting up on top of that horse.
Yeah.
He went on to Frankie and hooked him up. He says, "Where you heard that, bud?" "Oh, I'm heard all over." He says, "You bring Frank on to the house and let me go on." He says, "Well, you can't walk across that." "I think I can." So he hooked him across the cattle gap. And he come to the house. Willie, he got Frank, brought him on through the gate, shut the gate, and kind of kept going pretty pitch, you know, to catch up with Frank. He says, "I'm going right on down." "No, no, no, no." He says, "I'm hurting bad enough." "No." Willie said, "Safe at home. You rub so hard, you know. No, 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 I was going to bleed. We just," says, "Why, you're just so bleeding all over heaven." Says, "Come on, let me help you up there and we'll make Frank put the house." He says, "I don't want to get on Frank." He says, "I'm hurt." And went home. Finally, he come on down the road with Frank in. He kind of got old Frank ahead, you know, kind of give him a tap with the switch he had. Frank, he come on down to the house with no rider. Well, you know what had happened. And Frankie was really come on in with him. "Mama, you got any hot water?" So wash Frankie's face off. Says, "Oh, Frank throwed him up there in that lolly of mud and place up there at the cattle gap." So Frank got scared of something, so I don't know what it was. So I opened the gate. And he says, "Now I was walking on." He says, "No, once I heard Frankie yell out."
Yeah.
I looked around and there's old Frank standing and the gate was closed. I thought, "Now I know I shut that gate. I opened that gate." And there's Frankie Lee. So Frankie was laying over there in all that muddy, messy stuff that I don't know whether you'll ever get his clothes clean or not. Blood all over his clothes.
Yeah.
Little old coat he had wore for dress for I don't know how long. Finally had to take it to work, you know. All down that way. I said, "Son, don't do that. Let me get some warm water and a soft cloth and wash your face." Well, the rest of them, you know, I had to get around Frankie and see how bad he was hurt. I said, "Son, you think you need a doctor?" He says, "No, I don't think I do." He says, "I might, but I don't think I do." And there was several days there, I just know all of his front teeth was knocked out with the whip.
Well, I'm telling you that.
He had cut his bottom lip in between his teeth. That caused him to bite. He said his jaws were kind of swollen.
Yeah.
He couldn't eat anything. Well, just had to almost feed him mush.
Oh, really?
And I washed him good and got his clean sleeping place. "Well, you going to bed as soon as you suggest him. I'd rather go to bed than anywhere else." Right now, the other time to talk and I was all swelled up. And it was for days before he could ever get all that good. Cause blood, mud, stuff like that was out of his lip.
Yeah.
And finally, he said, "Mama," he said, "don't rub my nose to water, I believe it's broke too." And all of it together, me and Mark was that long time before she married. We worked with him, got him cleaned up and all. Got him all down to his underwear, you know. And they were all bloody where he slobbered on through his clothes, you know. Finally, I said, Frank, you're William, or William Martin one, come in here and change his underwear and wash him off, give him a good hot bath from his hips down. And he said his hip felt like it was hurt. So they rubbed him down good. A tub of water, one more. Had a heat on stove now, my wood stove at that.
Yeah.
And he got him washed from his waist down. And then Margaret went back. I carried his clothes in then. They dried him out, put his clothes on. And his sleeping pants, you know. That now little old thing looked like he was so clean, you know. But I didn't dare put anything on his mouth while I rubbed his nose with some salve I had. And well, he might have scratched up it, but I believe it was his bottom lip. He's all busted on the inside. I don't know if you see how his upper lip was split right up. Well, put a little salve around. Oh, Mama, that hurts. I said, well, got to put something on to keep from getting hard and dry. Oh, Mama, no. I had it up. Then finally, I said, which one of your hips feels like it hurt the most? He says, Mama, I don't know, but I think it's my right hip that hurts me the most. So I went and got some liniment. We had, you know, good liniment. And I started peeling his hip, rubbing down, holding his pants off, you know. I says, well, it's the same as you in the hospital. You'd have to go through rougher handling than what we're doing. I said, I've never been in one. I said, but I know from what they say, they handle you rough there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been through several little old bumps. And
You know.
You have to kill him, but I reckon he's like always, well, he's just too hard to kill.
Tough.
Let me tell you, Miss Judy, I found out long ago it's a long ways to the ground on one of them old horses.
One of them throwed you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And
well, you're so long yourself.
Yeah.
Back there up, trying to get you stuck off like you're up down.
Yeah, but that don't soften.
Here's the old horse, you know. Frankie.
Sounds like it's somewhere up there on top. Awesome. I don't know anything that'll soften that ground when you hit it. And when you plow into
it. I bet you the softest thing, though, that hits the ground.
It sounds like Frank had just plowed into that lobola, you see, was soft on top, but it didn't take you long to get down the way it was hard. It just messed him up, and then he hit it. Looks like he just plowed into it, doesn't it?
Looks like he went head first. As though it was bruised.
Yeah.
And
and I was Willie and Mr. Frank, was they any good at rubbing them down and treating them?
Yes, they could rub them down. But, you know, mother's hands always more tender to them.
Well, now, I've noticed a lot of men, not many men, you know, have got any
patience. A lot of men that's got that rub quality.
Yeah.
That can really rub you down. and get you easier, quicker than a woman can, but her hand's soft and she's so afraid. And she said, afraid you're going too far. And the girl said, and I said, all right, turn over the hand. That worked on. And I got it turned. Now you better be quiet. And you go around squalling and hollering, and I said, you ain't too big for me to spank, kid. And Monroe, he was standing on. He says, Frank, you're what? Did you see or hear anything to make old Frank jump that way and throw you? Says he's never been throwing any of us. And they rolled me in the yellow jackets to even get on the horses, and they'd have to run to get out of them, and they'd hold on to the horses, and the horses never did throw them.
Oh, they did.
We had two blind horses, and they was, were they out driving the cows in, hunting the cows, or riding the woods over back to the house, you know, looking for hogs. Long then, my husband had hogs, and Jim had hogs. Of course, each one knew his bunch of hogs. Right there, that. They're somewhere in the woods, and they happened to pass the stump where there's a yellow jacket nest. The horses lit out. Let me see, one time we had a mule too. We had a mule, two horses. And that mule throwed this old man we call Mr. Matter the Pea, you know.
Oh,
yeah. He was riding the horse. A mule.
Was he a pretty good sized fella?
He wasn't good size. He wasn't very tall, but he was broad built. And
oh, stocky. He's thicker than Frankie or Willie.
Oh yes, sir. Wasn't as tall as Frankie, I don't believe. Really short built fella.
Yeah.
And anyway, I think it was him. It was on the mule. Coming through there one day, and he happened to run into a yellow jacket. Now, you know, they build an old rotten stump, yellow jackets, and hornet, bumblebees.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bumblebee up close to our house, right down from the, that's brown sugar in there.
Oh, is that right?
And anyway, the mule throwed him. He hung on to it though, so he got way past, I think, the one thing. I think one or two must have got up his pants leg. And the other jacket's thinking, and he was fighting, trying to hold him.
Yeah.
Taking his head and fighting him off from his head near bald head. and
swat them.
We come on down to the road. Mm-hmm. Just yell at me. Trump Peter Rick, if you don't step there. I'm having time and trouble with my upper plate.
I'm gonna get you some polar dent.
Well, let me tell you, there's now that was on, and that was on a blind horse.
Not on a mule.
A mule
was on a mule.
Yeah.
But that old mule showed down some kicking in it, and they were all didn't have a one saddle between the three, you know. And every time it looked like they'd go out to drive hogs, drive cows. Some of them would run into yellow jacket and his.
Yeah.
And Mr. D, he was coming on there. And all once, what was that old new name? Dolly? I don't know what it was. Now, anyway, we'll say Dolly and go on with that. And of course, that caused him to clamp his legs close to the mule, you know, and hold to the bridle. That's all he had, didn't he? But the bridle, they're back. And I don't know where Frank or Jim, I think Frank told me he'd rather take his walking any time. I don't know where it was, Jim or Willie. Martin on the, well, the horse, two horses. And I just take mine walking in time. Frankie says, me too, Pop. Me too, Pop. And he says, I mean Daddy. You know, I'm much strong, Pop, you know.
Oh.
And it's going on there all at once. I saw him use a yeet! Began to peek. And Mr. P, trying to get away, you know. And Mr. P, he says, don't come this way. Go back, boys, the yellow jacket. He says, great God Almighty. And then he just slung his foot over and still up to the bridle, you know, to keep her. He got ahead of me. Then he slung his leg over his yellow jacket and beat him on the leg, and boy, he was ready to run because I wouldn't turn the mule loose. And I got off out there and I got in an old weed, you says, and I began to fram and slam fresh the yellow jackets off of her.
Hello.
He says, well, I just tell you one thing, Mr. Frank, he says, I don't know, he says, I think there's one in my pants. Frank said that thing tickled him so that he had to turn and go back to us where he'd keep him life in there. He said, one of them bit me on the legs and then got up too hot. And he said, you got away from, but boy, she come on home. He said, he stood there and watched and looked like every bush, a bunch of low bushes, clover leaves. She did a straddle and she just walked right over them.
Yeah.
That was the brush the yellow jacket over. But I don't think they had any more trouble with the yellow jacket rides. Not long then, but this year Frank throwing Frankie was after that. And Frankie said, you don't ride no horse, they rode too close to the stumps, and the yellow jacket says, and it'd eat me up before I could get home.
Well, now, Brother Jim had those hogs and all like that. Now, what did he need money for, Miss Chitty? He didn't have to buy any groceries. He didn't need much money, did he?
Yes, sir, he needed quite a bit, because he wasn't old enough at that time to be drawing a pension. An old age assistance, as they call it, and a warrant.
Yeah.
And Frank wasn't either, not right along in them times. They raised their hogs. Frank raised his cows and hogs. And had no fence along them. The cows and the hogs, they just wander everywhere most.
Yeah.
About once in a while, hunt them up.
Yeah.
And him and Frank and the boys, and I did for a while, Margaret, all go out in the woods and gather black moss and green moss and cure it and sell it. Now that's how bad we needed money.
Yes, cash money.
We needed money. Taxes hanging over.
Yeah.
Frank managed to get up a few hogs, carry them to market and sell them, get his taxes out of the way.
Yeah.
And buy food and clothes. And buy little hog feed on shorts, you know, along for the hogs.
I added up, you know.
And when, but they didn't cost as much to do now, though. But they cost that much, and a poor man wasn't able to pay it, but he done it.
Yeah.
And we got out of, how many sheets I've made out of them white short seed sacks, you know. And I made him some underwear out of them.
Oh, really?
Made me some aprons out of them.
And just leave the name on there, feed sack?
Oh, so we soaked them good. Then we put them in bleach water and got them colored names and things. Sometimes the old red line would still be on there. I've got sacks now that I've got packed up in sacks. Got no small flower sacks like we used to all our flowers. And sacks like that.
Yeah.
Chicken feed, cow feed.
Yeah. Oh, yes, in sacks that you could use.
Yes, and I wore out two or three dresses and skirts together that I made for myself out of the sack. Some of the sacks, maybe sometimes he'd buy a sack of shorts for the cow, a brand, or what it was, you see. Well, you know, this over the whole feeding print bags, too. Sometimes he'd get one with a right pretty print on. Next time, it'd be a different. Well, I'd wash them. I'd put them aside. Well, it didn't take longer. It didn't take more than 2.5 of them to make me a dress.
Yeah.
And of course, we tried to buy all Margaret's school clothes and things like that.
The children wouldn't want to wear them. They would be self-conscious.
But I did make her one or two dresses out of the feed sack. Small prints, you know, pretty. And said, girls at school said, oh, Margaret, where in the world did you run upon that dress? My mama made it. But where in the world did she buy the material to make it? She says, you all like it, if I tell you. He said, you don't mean it's out of feed sack. He said, that's just what it's made out of. And I got another at home, different print.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people taking these they were short sacks, feed sacks. They're taking bleach them.
Yeah.
And make coat suits out of them. Skirts and coats out of them. I never was that lucky to get me a pattern to make
one. Make a coat suit?
Yes, sir. I could have made it if I could have just got the pattern, you see. Never could get me a pattern.
Yeah.
There were several families around there that used short sacks for the men's underwear and underwear for the sales. Lots of make pillowcase that day.
People you knew?
Sir?
Families you knew?
Oh, yes, sir. Some of the older ones that was there before these new ones come in.
Oh, yeah. Miss Lily?
Yes, sir. I've seen her wearing dresses made out of feed sack. But they make them up so neat and nice and all, so you can't hardly tell them from print on the canvas, on the road in the canvas, boats.
Yeah.
And Frank
Boat. Me. Me and Margaret, you always try to get enough in a piece of cloth, you know, if it wasn't too old looking. Too old for a young girl or anything. Buy enough in the piece to make us both a dress. Mm-hmm. So, one time he come in and he said, after the children got up in his eyes, he always called Mammy. He says, Mammy, he says, I couldn't get it all. Couldn't get you all, both of you, a dress out of this piece. I got all there was on that boat. And he says, and there wasn't enough on, says, I got this, says, but it's a little higher than the other, so I got this. Thought maybe you could make the boys some shirts from them. They call them blouse, you know, boys' blouse. And I had some sacks. I said, all right, I'll think about it. No sooner I seen it, it come to me that I had something almost similar to it in seed sacks. I even got the seed sacks out. I washed them, you know, and I said, and had them folded where he couldn't tell which was which. I said, which one of these materials did you get? He said, there wasn't enough. No. And he said, I think it was there. I said, that's a feed sack. He said, what? I said, that's a feed sack. And he kind of, he wore a mustache and pushed him back. I rubbed his chin. He got his glasses. He says, well, I can't tell one from the other. I said, well, I got two sacks like this. He says, you have. I said, so I take that piece of material that he bought, you know. I've spread it out and I got my two feed sacks. I washed and I ripped them up. He says, well, he says, that was one I was going to get you and Margaret both to dress off of. I said, but that little bit, and I said, make the boys some shirts about that. And I went, Margaret come in from school. I said, Margaret, I says, which one of these? And I put the other piece down too. I says, which one of these would you like to have dressed off of? I says, your daddy just got 4.5 yards in this piece and 3.5 in here. I said, there wasn't enough on this piece to get the full amount, so he just got enough for one dress and brought this. She said, well, what's that over there? I says, it's my feed sacks. Mama! She said, well, make mine out of this and that, because so-and-so's got a dress, wears a dress to school. Just like it. You're going to school and it's going to ring in on them nothing.
Oh, I let my windows up.
So you let them up?
Yeah, I went out. I fixed it.
And when they went to buying more white shorts that.
Uh-huh.
And started making me some